This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Let me tell you where we're located and our toll-free number that I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. It's been a wild ride right after the 4th of July. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk of what's going on? But that's the way markets do. They go up and they go down. Well, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, zip code 16148 in development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio in Western Pennsylvania for my daughter himself for over 70 years. And our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. In case you get a chance to write that down, let me give you some websites. Might be easy to remember. We have three of them. One is called leaveallegacy.com. So if you're driving, you can just Google the word Legacy Financial, take it to an area on Google that says leaveallegacy.com. Then we have one for our tax business. We'll talk about what we do. It's called innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. And then if you have a high net worth, go to elitetaxreduction.com, elitetaxreduction.com. We team up with some top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. This is a good time to do tax planning. Believe it or not, we have sparingly, but we're getting even a few returns in. And, of course, we have a few on extension. So our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter, Sherry Marini, is a certified estate planner. We call this the Dave and Sherry Show. She hasn't been active the last several months because she has a 12-year-old who'll be 13 in September, but she adopted a baby girl last July 3rd. So the baby just had, Gabby, her name is, just had her first birthday July 3rd, 2021. So she's starting to get back in the saddle, and probably soon she'll be joining us on the radio show. So we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. In fact, my daughter used to be a director of admissions of a nursing home down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She's also used to work for the Mercer County Area on Aging as a social worker. She used to work for the Social Security Office as well many, many, many years ago. So that's the one item a lot of people don't want to talk about, folks. And I don't mean necessarily buying long-term care insurance because not that I won't work, but a lot of companies are getting out of that business and the price keeps going up, 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 and up. And if you don't use it, you lose it. But there are other strategies like asset-based long-term care where you take some lazy money that you and I have. I'm talking about lazy money, and it's really lazy because in the money market, how much are you earning? Or if it's in a CD or a savings account or checking account, how much is that earning? So I call it lazy money, that you can transfer that money. Or you got some money, you're not really sure how the market's doing. It's in a non qualified account, and you can transfer that into this asset-based long-term care, where if you need in-home care, which most people, if they need it, that's what they prefer, or assisted living care, nursing care, that they can use that asset base or accelerate a death benefit, so to speak, that you can use for in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home care. And if you don't use it, it can pay your estate some money on a tax-free basis. It can earn a competitive rate of return. And what else can it do? It can provide care if you need it. If you don't need it, guess what? You have the money there. So it's a win-win situation. If you'd like to learn more about that strategy, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call and call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963. Go to our website, leavealegacy.com. We have some on-demand seminars that are 24 hours a day. One is on Social Security. When's the best time? Well, we have software that can tell you that. Also, we have, are you ready to retire? That's a good question. Are you ready to retire? Do you have all your ducks in a row? We also have one on guaranteed income. I call it Paycheck for Life. Besides Social Security, wouldn't it be nice to have a bucket of money that can pay you and your spouse, if you're married, a predictable, not a maybe, income on top of Social Security? So there's a video on that, a workshop on that topic, free reports, quizzes, etc. One is how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on estate planning, women and wealth. That website, again, is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Go to on-demand seminars, and you'll see all that information. So we do tax preparation, tax planning, estate planning. We work for LLR attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. My daughter and I happen to belong to Mahoney-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. So even if you're in a nursing home, we have attorneys that can help you on a crisis basis. It's better to do pre-crisis, but we can help you that. And you don't want to work with a divorce attorney when you're talking about estate planning or protecting your assets if you need care, medical care for nursing home, etc. So Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. There's programs even called Veterans Aid and Attendance Program. I may have to do another radio program with that. I haven't talked about that for a while, but in the past I have talked about that. So we do estate planning. We do Social Security planning. We do tax planning. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. Then when it comes to investments or saving, I can't say we have everything. We have most things. And the way we like to describe money is describe it like a traffic light. You know, traffic light has three colors, yellow, green, and red money. So yellow money, most people think is cautious, which it is on a traffic light, but we refer that to your emergency money. So checking, savings, money market, credit union. Doesn't pay very lot, but we recommend anywhere from 3 months, 6 months, to possibly a year, depending on the person. Something of emergency comes up, you can get your hands on it. And then red money, and we're going to talk about the market and what's going on. Is anything go up or down? That would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, commodities, gold, silver, etc. Every strategy has pros and cons. And green money is where you cannot lose your money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, and we call enhanced index annuities, basically known as a FIA or FIA. Fixed index annuities, some people refer to them. And again, there's all different types. Some are good, some are not good, folks. Just like stocks. Are all stocks good? Are all mutual funds go? No, they're not. So it depends on what you're looking for. So how we work here at Legacy Financial Strategies, we either set up a phone call or you come in and we do a complimentary consultation. We gather information. You ask us questions. We ask you questions. We give you some homework to do, to fill out an expense sheet. We have you do a suitability, a capacity risk score. And then when you come back, we take this information and put it into our software called the Retirement Roadmap. And we want to find out if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse if you're married to last until you die. It's pretty powerful software. It's an eye-opener. And then on the third meeting, we go through solutions, give you the pros and cons. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963. I'm doing this late on Thursday, and we come back. We're going to talk about the market. You know, investors woke up this morning. That's July 8th. What appeared like a pending disaster in pre-markets, less than a day after both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed out new record highs. We're off to lows seen roughly 90 minutes before the opening bell, but the Dow was 480 points. We'll talk more about how it ended up. And, of course, the S&P. Bitcoin is off 6% as far as this morning, with oil notching its third day lower. Of course, I like to look at the aftermarkets and see what's going on in the futures markets before the opening bell on Friday, which is July 9th. Now, you'll be listening to this on July 10th. So you'll have some more update information. So, again, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the economy. And a note about today's market turmoil, which took place on July 8th, 2021. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So we're talking about the market, and we're going to talk about how to prepare an action plan for a market slump. Are we heading there? You know, I've talked about both sides of the equation, where you talk about the bulls, I've talked about the bears. Well, Thursday's morning report, July 8th, the unemployment, which wasn't a surprise, it still came under 400,000. It was expected 373,000 versus an expected post-COVID low of 350,000, up 2,000 claims from last week's upwardly revised 371, which is now current post-COVID. So that's still all good news that it's, you know, under the $400,000. In Bitcoin, of course, it was tanking. So how do you prepare an action plan for a market slump? Are we heading to a market slump or not? So right now, this comes from another outfit called Eon Wyatt's Pro. I'm going to talk about Baumann, another one. I get lots of these investment letters. Fortunately, given our focus on great opportunity with strong growth prospects, we tend to see higher daily volatility, but also benefits of what volatility with higher returns over time. Right now, according to Eon Wyatt, right now signs continue to point to the market trending higher. Now, it's been kind of flipping. This week it's been down 3 days in a row, and in the aftermarkets, because I'm doing this late, looks like it's going to start with a negative on Friday, July 9th as well. Sure, the economy is going through some issues, like higher inflation rates. That's what it had to deal with. But how about that bond, by the way? I looked at the futures for Friday. It's down like 1.27. Here not long ago, it was at 1.7. But those issues are likely to improve in the coming months, not to get worse. Those concerns fading away will push markets higher, according to Eon Wyatt. Moving higher, he said, doesn't mean things will move in a straight line. It means we'll have some pullbacks and slight buying opportunities along the way. He said, why am I so confident? He said, the best economic indicator I know is giving a all-clear signal. Can you guess what that is? According to Eon Wyatt, he said, there's one indicator that has a perfect, hear the word perfect, he says, track record for predicting recession. And guess what it's called? It's called the yield curve. That's just a shorthand for how different U.S. treasuries yield at different maturities. He said when the economy is functioning well, investors expect higher yields for locking their capital up into the government bond for a longer period of time. But sometimes you might get a higher yield on a three-month T-bill than a six-month one. That's an unusual situation and reflects a flight of capital to the safety of bonds in the short term. It creates a yield curve inversion. Eon Wyatt goes on to say, when the yield curve inverts, it indicates trouble ahead. It last inverted in late 2019, well before the pandemic was ever known issue. Right now, he said, the yield curve is working fairly well. Long-dated bonds yield higher than shorter dated bonds, and the curve is steeper than it was a year ago when the market was just starting to move higher from its pre-pandemic crash level. So according to Eon Wyatt, he said there's no significant trouble on the horizon. He said no, in his opinion. But stocks can always have what? A pullback. And if you have a 10%, what's that called? A correction. Remember, 20% is a bear market. So he said there's no significant trouble on the horizon yet, but stocks can always have a 10% pullback on nearly no news. What's an investor to do, he says? Focus on quality. Buy industrial-leading companies with higher growth potential or higher profit margin creates an edge that can compound more quickly over time. It's these types of companies that make for an attractive investment over the long haul and are the companies to focus on accumulate when they're out of favor simply because of negative market sentiment. So, folks, if you'd like to learn more about what we do, I suggest either setting up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or better yet, if you're close by, come in for a complimentary consultation. Leave your checkbook at home. Call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Now, here's something from the Baumann letter, B-A-U-M-A-N letter, a note about today's market turmoil, and that was, of course, July 8th, Thursday. Now, according to him, every segment of the stock market has suffered today, including his portfolio. If you look, I have Vector Vest. If you look at the number of stocks that were down, it was something like 75-80%. They track like over 8,000 stocks. Some of there was no change, but the majority of the stocks were down today. He said, with that in mind, Clint Lee and I put down our thoughts to share with you today. This is from, again, the Bauman newsletter. He said, the 2 weeks ago, he said, I listed the video on his YouTube channel. You can probably Google his name and check it out, Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N. And he says, inflation, he says, it's the least of your problems. That's the title. So if you go to YouTube, called Inflation is the Least of Your Problems. He said, my point was that the market had become so dependent on the Federal Reserve stimulus that any statement to unwind that support would lead to a frantic market pullback. He said, it pains me to say that I was correct. Whereas pullbacks earlier this year were caused by fears of too much inflation, he said, this one is caused by fears of too little. How about that? The market has been depending on bursts of economic growth as the danger of COVID-19 fades away. Bond yields rose, which would happen when investors think the economy is going to do well. And the Fed might therefore raise interest rates sometimes in the future. That would make what? Growth stocks less attractive. So investors, including the Bauman letter, bet the cyclical stocks that do well when the economy is growing would gain this year. But he said over the last month or so, bond yields have fallen steadily. They should be going the other direction. Then he had Olympic authorities in Japan have just announced that spectators will be barred from the events. And a state of emergency has been declared in Tokyo. That's a big psychological blow. Partisan squabbling in Capitol Hill over infrastructure bill means many investors have been starting to discount the possibility that we'll get a boost for cyclical stocks and commodities this year. Investors bid up those stocks in anticipation of such a bill. Stock to crash hard today. Despite claims of labor shortages, the most recent measure of employment growth in the service sector, that is restaurants, he says, entertainment venues and other places where labor has been in short supply, shows a steep fall. And he said that suggests the economic rebound isn't as strong as promised. He said the bonds market reduced growth expectations caused cyclical stocks to pull back sharply, while more speculative growth stocks advance. So I have lots of good information. The best thing you can do, if I were you, is get a second opinion if you're working for someone. Do you have a plan? Do you know if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last for you and your spouse? This is an eye-opener, folks, and we do it at no charge for people. So if you'd like to learn more about it, just set up a call, 5-minute, 10-minute call, and I can go through it. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. We're giving out a couple books, hardback books. You can hear them. One is called The Smart Retirement. Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula. The Fords by Dr. Michael Rosian, Cleveland Clinic. And then my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, Dave Gallner, Jack Canfield, along with some other business professionals around the world, wrote a book called Pillars of Success. So if you'd like to get these, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want this important message. When we come back, we got more information to talk about the economy and some other rather unique things. So stay tuned.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our toll-free number and like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or get those books I talked about, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information, at leaveatlegacy.com, leaveatlegacy.com. So let me ask you a question. Is tax deferral a con? Now, what do I mean by tax deferral? Well, that would be something that grows in your account that you don't pay tax on it until later. That could be a 401k, 403b, 457 plan, IRA, thrift program. And what happens is the money grows tax deferred. So let me ask you a couple of questions. The conventional wisdom says maximize your contributions to tax deferred plans like 401ks, IRAs, 403b, and your money compounds without being reduced by taxes, and you'll end up with more money during retirement. Now, one thing about our office, I mentioned we do tax preparation and tax planning. Probably the people you're working for, and not to knock them, they probably don't do any tax planning because they're not allowed. That'd be very unusual. So the question is to you, when I ask you that question, is that really true? Your money compounds without being reduced by taxes, you'll end up with more money during retirement by having a tax deferral structure. So is that true? The Society of Actuaries, which, by the way, my guidance counselor said I should have been an actuary, says that if the tax rates are the same, it doesn't make any difference whether the taxes are taken away from you at the beginning, tax exempt, or at the end, tax deferred. It's the same fraction of your money that is left to you. But most people look at their savings and think it's all theirs. You know, when you put theirs and separate them, the IRS, theirs, the IRS. But most people, somehow they see those statements and they look at it and think it all belongs to there. So when you said, when you see a 401k and you think it's yours or theirs, just spell that out. T-H-E-I-R-S. Separate that space. The IRS. They have a lien on that money. You may have forgotten that you owe Uncle Sam the taxes. He lets you defer all those years on every penny you put in and every penny of growth. If the tax rate miraculously managed to be lower during your retirement, which I don't think so, go to usdebtclock.org and see if you think that'll happen. You might come out ahead by deferring your taxes. But where do you think the taxes are heading long term? You must consider what tax rates might be during your retirement that could last, for some people, husband and wife, 30 years, 20 years, 25 years. Most people realize taxes ultimately must go up due to the aging demographics of our country and our unsustainable national debt. If you don't think we have debt, go to usdebtclock.org, which now exceeds what? Our entire economy. If our tax rates do go up, you're successful in growing your nest egg will simply end up paying higher taxes in bigger numbers. So what you got to do is come in, or I can do a Zoom meeting with you to show you what I'm talking about, how that can make a significant difference. One of the on-demand seminars we have on our website called leaveatlegacy.com, leaveatlegacy.com, on-demand seminars, is how to have a tax-free retirement. You should check that out. They've got quizzes you can take before you watch it. You can take the same quiz afterwards to test your knowledge, free reports. I've got booklets. You got to get that smart retirement. That'll help you out as well on tax planning. So, again, Is it really true? Is tax deferral a con? In most cases, I wouldn't say all cases, but many cases, it is. All right, let me go to a mailbag for some questions that one person wrote in to this one lady. And it talks about a health savings account. And the question is my wife and I have saved a sizable amount in a health savings account over the years. However, I have no idea what happens to the balance remaining in the account upon my death. The account is held in my name. If I die before her, will my wife be able to access the funds for any of her future medical expenses? So what say you? Yes, you can designate a beneficiary for a health savings account. It's called SHA. Your choice of beneficiary will dictate how the funds with the HSA are treated upon your death. If your spouse is a designated beneficiary, she will become the new owner of the HSA and will continue to enjoy the benefits of tax-free withdrawal to pay qualified medical expenses. This is true even if she's on Medicare or does not have a high deductible health plan and thus isn't HSA eligible. In either of these cases, however, she would not be able to contribute additional monies to the HSA health savings account. What's more, if your wife withdraws money from the inherited health savings account prior to age 65 for non-medical related expenses, she would owe income taxes on the withdrawal and also would be subject, you ready for this, to a 20% penalty. Non-medical use withdrawals at age 65 would still be subject to income taxes, but no penalty. Ideally, she would use the HSA funds to cover her own qualified medical expenses or those of her dependents. She also could use the HSA to pay for medical expenses incurred prior to your death, if applicable. On the other hand, if you name someone other than your spouse as a beneficiary, the tax benefits of the health savings account will not transfer to that person. Instead, the balance of the HSA will be taxable as ordinary income to the beneficiary in the year of death. Provide some relief, the taxable portion of the health savings account inherited by a non-spouse may be reduced by any qualified medical expenses paid for the deceased HSA owner's care within 12 months. So if you'd like to learn more about those or any other topic, set up a 5, 10, 15 minute call, or better yet, come in for a complimentary consultation. So here's a question from Jim Rickards. I've talked about him in the past. He has an organization called the Strategic Intelligence. The rent is coming due. Biden is a big threat to the Biden economy and more. How could he be a threat? We're going to talk on the next segment about politics. Did you see him, by the way, when he was out getting his ice cream? And they asked some questions about Russia, and he reached in his lapel, and he couldn't figure out where he had the information. He said, I have something I have to read to you. It was very embarrassing, folks. Anyways, the rent is coming due. Biden to end eviction moratorium on July 31st. Financial media has been full of stories about how strong the recovery is and how well the economy is doing. These stories are mostly untrue, according to Jim Rickards. It is true that the unemployment rate has come down, interest rates are not low, and we're experiencing growth. But those stories hide as much as they reveal. The unemployment rate is low because what? The labor force participation rate is also low. Jim Rickards went on to say there are over 10 million of prime working age who don't have jobs but are not technically unemployed because they're not looking. Now, a lot of the red states stopped that $300 supplemental benefit, and one of the Democratic governors from Louisiana is going to stop it July 31st, but the other blue states, they will be able to continue collecting until September 6th. So some are homemakers, early retirees, or students, but he says many are eligible for jobs. There is no labor shortage, that's the narrative. So, folks, I can go on a lot of detail, but if you're concerned about where the economy, you had to come in, do the discovery, do the fact finder, do the retirement roadmap, and then there are strategies, folks, where you can link your money to an indice. So if the market goes up, you can participate in the upside. If it goes down, guess what? You don't lose anything. In fact, if it does go down, say by, we say we have a bear market by 20%, but guess what? You don't have to recapture all those losses. You can start from that point on. I'm talking about some green money strategies. There's some very good ones over the past 10 years that I can show you have done anywhere from 6 to some of them in double-digit returns. Now, if you're looking more bang for buck, obviously we have red money as well. That's, of course, risk money. But every strategy, every has pros and cons. That's why you need to have a written plan. This retirement roadmap, when you get done, it's very easy to see on the screen, but the pages behind, it's a 13-page report that we will give you. So if you'd like to learn more about that, come in for a complimentary consultation or set up a phone call to learn more about it. Give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leaveaLegacy.com, leaveALegacy.com. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message, and we're going to talk a little politics to see what's going on.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write those toll-free numbers down, you'd like to get a book called The Pillars for Success and Smart Retirement by Matt Sokola. Give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us at our website at leavealegacy.com, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to one of our websites at leavealegacy.com, which has our contact information. You can also call and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Before we get in and talk a little bit about politics, there's some interesting things in the mail that you might have gotten, maybe didn't read, but I got this one from our state senator, Michelle Brooks. And many years ago, there was a lady by the name of Peg Luxick. She ran on the Constitution Party against Tom Ridge and another gentleman. And Tom Ridge was a Republican, but he was I call him a swamp rat. He was pro-abortion. And Peg Luxick got 13% the first time around, running for governor, and 11% the second time. Obviously, she didn't get it. But one of her items that she campaigned for is to get rid of the Pennsylvania inheritance tax. You know, Pennsylvania is one of six states that has an inheritance tax. And other than funeral expenses, if it goes to spouse, there's no inheritance taxes. But if it goes to children, there's a 4.5% inheritance tax from $1. If it goes brother to sister, it's 12%. And it goes, if you have an aunt to a nephew or an uncle to a nephew or niece, it's 15%. I won't go in. There's some strategies where you can move the money. It's got to go 1 year and 1 day, and it can be eliminated. But in her letter, her newsletter, it talked about phasing out the inheritance tax for families in PA. So we just read what it says in case you didn't get it or didn't read the whole newsletter. To the loss of loved ones, not only the suffocating burden of grief, but unfortunately the most inopportune time, a heavy tax burden as well. She said, I have long believed the Pennsylvania inheritance tax amounts to double taxation upon the death of a loved one. She said, I remain committed to reducing this burden on families during the already difficult time. She said, families should not have to worry about paying additional tax to the state while dealing with the death of a family member. In keeping this belief, she said, I have introduced two pieces of legislation to slowly phase out the burdensome inheritance tax on transfer of assets between siblings. Two, to phase it out on transfer between relatives who are direct descendants, such as from your grandfather or grandmother, mother or father, to their lineal heirs. Third, she says, a third piece of legislation, Senate Bill 383, will exempt the first $100,000 of the state being subject to the inheritance tax. Currently, Pennsylvania is only one of six states, I mentioned that earlier, that will impose the inheritance tax. The other five are Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Nebraska, and New Jersey. The first piece of legislation, Senate Bill 583, will eliminate the 12% sibling inheritance tax rate over a seven-year period of time. For direct descendants and lineal heirs under the second piece of legislation, Senate Bill 683, the inheritance tax rate will drop to 4.25% from 4.5% in year one and then to 4% in year two. Then will continue to decrease by 0.5% until the tax is entirely phased out on July 2030. So the Senate bills are 383, 583, and 683 are now under consideration by the Senate Finance Committee. So you might want to let your congressman and Senator Michelle Brooks let them know that you're in favor of getting rid of this inheritance tax. Of course, Pennsylvania, people think it's a commonwealth. It says commonwealth, but if you look closely, it's communism. So that's an awful tax, and I happen to agree with her. It's kind of a double taxation. So, again, there are some strategies you can do right now before that is even implemented. You want to call and get on our calendar, because one of the things we do while you're alive is tax planning, but also for the heirs. We're able to save, get rid of that ugly inheritance taxes. And I could talk about how some strategies we do that are not Willie Nelson strategies. Two things we don't do here are Ponzi schemes and Willie Nelson strategies. So these are legal strategies. If you'd like to learn more about that, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call on Innovation Tax Service, a call to learn more about it. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Now, I talked very little about this a couple of weeks ago, but what jogged me is my brother was in the hospital recently, and I helped him set his UPMC online, and some of the things he was filling out, and they asked him, which is an unusual question, what sex were you at birth? You know, like, well, he's a male, all right? But they wanted to know what sex. It was kind of a weird question. I don't have the exact verbiage. Well, then I have this article. It says the American Medical Association has endorsed the removal of sex as a legal designation on birth certificate. And that's not all. Keep in mind This is the American Medical Association, an association made up of real medical doctors, not Jill Biden doctors. And they just came out in favor of removing, you hear this? Removing the sex designation on the public portion of birth certificates. I wonder about the DNA. If they talked about that. I mean, what's going on with that? Now the real work begins. Are there more chilling words in the English language? Incidentally, based on Twitter feed, I hope Spatafore takes the occasional break from virtual signaling her wokeness so she can spend time on her emergency medicine residency. In fact, I wish the AMA would allot some the time they spent on taking the leftist political positions too. I don't know. Cure cancer? Or something like that? Aimed at protecting individual privacy and preventing discrimination, the AMA will advocate for the removal of sex as a legal designation on the public portion of birth certificates. Not to worry, your sex will be recorded, but kept confidential, like the rest of your medical history. In fact, what's Joey Biden do, our president? He wants to have people go door to door and encourage you to take the vaccine. Now, the question is, I want to know is, how do they know which door to knock on? Isn't that a HIPAA violation? Just a thought. The new policy aligns with existing AMA policy, recognizing that every individual has the right to determine their gender, identity, and sex designation on government documents. Am I in the same dream that you are, the Twilight Zone? You have a right to determine your gender identity and sex designation. They keep moving the goalposts. We've been lecturing for years that gender is different from sex. Sex is biological. Gender is a social construct. If gender is a social construct, then what? Folks, I said before, I've said it many times, you lose your freedom by sticking your head in the sand. You have to speak out against evil. Folks, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God's a respecter of no person. There is none righteous, no, not one. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. So the question is, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. I got two books, booklets, actually, when I give you. You should give these, get them yourself, and read them. One's by Lee Strobel, Case for Christ. I do another radio show called One Way Radio Network, Only One Way to Heaven. Hebrews 9:27, man's appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. Sound like taking a vacation and won't go there next year. See? And he talks about in his book, The Case for Christ, humility. He set out to disprove. He said there was so much overwhelming evidence that it's still faith that it was too much to hold on his atheism belief. So he repented. That's the first step. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. Repentance, ask for godly forgiveness, then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the guy, because he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. Who do you say he is? A lunatic, a liar, or the God? So I'd like to send that booklet to you called The Case for Christ Answer Booklet by Lee Strobel. We'll pay the shipping. There's no cost for the booklets. And the other one is on heaven. I'm reading a chapter a day. You actually get goosebumps reading this. By Randy Elkhorn, about heaven, biblical answers to common questions. So if you'd like to get these two booklets, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call. Toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you want to listen to my radio show on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 AM to 9 AM, only one way to radio network. It's called that because it's only one way to heaven. You will not get there because you're a good old gal or boy. It's repentance and accept Jesus Christ as the God in me in your heart, and you will spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever, because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.